This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. It is blue sky out there, I see. Doesn't matter. I mean, at some point it will rain, but it's June. The Northern Gulf Coast, it's what we do. So we also do that rodeo thing, too. And a big thank you to Mark Chambeau for stopping in. And always great to see Dr. Sean Powers. And speaking of which, this is like the perfect combination of South Mobile County conversation. Because District 105 representative, South Mobile County, last on the charts, number one in your hearts, Chip Brown joins us now. Good to talk to you.
It's great to be with you today.
Did you have that planned out? We had the rodeo, we had the C-Lab that you had a lot to do with this year, getting attention for around the state, and you all on in the same hour.
Well, I tell you what, they're a hard group to follow. You know, the rodeo does such an amazing job, and the C-Lab, in my opinion, is the preeminent research, marine research and aquarium, definitely in the Southeast, if not the U.S.
It's in our backyard. It's in your district, in our backyard. I mean, it's not like something you have to get in the car and go travel to. It's right here.
That's right. I tell you what, I've got the best beaches around, and the rodeo by far is the best show around, no doubt about it. And Sea Lab is now the official aquarium and marine research center of Alabama, and it's really a jewel. I'm proud to have them here.
It makes two of us and many more. What a lot to talk about. I do want to talk first, though. Let's do the campaign portion of this, kind of what's going on for next year, how you like the job you're doing now. Do you want to do it again?
I do, Sean. I'm honored to do the job. I always tell people that the legislative seat, even any elected official, you're in rented space, you know, so you – you really have to work hard and produce, and I feel like I've done a good job. I've tried hard for sure, and I am running again. I announced yesterday that I'm running for re-election, and I think I've done some good things, and I think that in the future I could continue to work hard for the people of 105 and Mobile County and the rest of the state.
Well, let's talk about the issues for District 105 and the entire state, and those that will come. Well, I'm going to ask, will they come your way this summer in the form of special session? You and I have talked a bunch during session and then right afterwards, kind of getting your guess of the temperature for this. Can you kind of walk us through what you feel might happen other than, well, and also the special that'll come up for redistricting, but other specials and timeline? You think you go talk prisons first? What are you feeling?
Well, you know, the redistricting side of it, we're waiting on those numbers to come from the Census Bureau, to come from Washington, and we still don't have them, and we won't have them probably until, they're saying, September, October, possibly even November. So you can't really do anything on redistricting until you have those numbers. So I think we're looking at a special session on redistricting probably in September, October, around there. Then, you know, on the prison issue, I mean, we're going to have to do a special session. I don't think we can wait until next year. I mean, we're under the gun from the federal government to do something about our prisons. They're overcrowded, and the conditions in them are, according to the federal government, deplorable. And so we have to do something. The governor's plan that she proposed with public-private partnerships didn't work, and all the financing they pulled out, and so we're going to have to do something. And what that means is a bond issue. You know, people don't want to talk about it, but you have prisoners, you have people that commit crimes, and they have to go somewhere. So if we don't deal with this, then the federal government is going to come down, and they're going to tell you, they're going to take over the prisons, and then they'll start releasing people till they get to that number where they feel like it's not overcrowded. So we're going to have to address that, and it's going to have to be sooner than later. I'm hearing on that probably late summer, maybe August, around there to deal with the prisons.
Okay. And Congressman, I've been talking about this a long time, since the first term of Governor Bentley, about this prison situation. And I can hear myself. I step outside my shoes and look at myself and go, you know, it's Chicken Little. Nothing ever happens on this. Y'all been talking about this forever. There's not going to be. I'm speaking as a devil's advocate here for people who say, why? Why am I going to spend money? Why are we going to bond this? This is not going to happen.
Well, I tell you what, I think it will happen. The federal government, I've been in on some of those meetings where, you know, when President Trump was in office and the attorney general would come down, not the attorney general, but his, you know, person for Alabama, mm-hmm. and would discuss the prison situation with us. And I think we're on borrowed time, really, on this. And, you know, you've got a new administration up there, and on this issue, I think they're going to be harder on the overcrowding side than the previous administration, and that's not good for Alabama. And so I think that we are on borrowed time with the federal government as far as having to address the situation. In fact, really, it's something that should have been addressed, you know, 20 years ago. But that day is here, and we're going to have to mess what you do. You're elected to lead, and you have to do what you were elected to do, and that's face tough situations and deal with them. And that's where we are in this. And so I think we're going to have a special session to deal with it. And my money would be on August. That's okay. What I'm hearing.
And what are you hearing? What are you feeling about just the footprint of those new prisons? And I do realize we focus so much on new prisons, and there is a suite of things that have to be changed by what, you know, DOJ and Judge Thompson says. But this idea of, you know, it was for a while, hey, we're going to build these new prisons through this idea that the governor had talked about, and they were going to be on these other properties. What about working the new facilities in as an add-on or a next to in places like, well, in Atmore or St. Clair County? Have you looked at these sites? Can you physically put another building on there?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely land there. I mean, you know, like you get up in Atmore around Holman and in Atmore, and there's definitely land. There's land there that the state owns, and then there's land, you know, that's right there that could be purchased by the state. That makes more sense to me. I mean, you've got if you build next to existing facilities, then you're able to take advantage of the infrastructure that's already been put in place at those facilities. It's property that the state owns. I mean, at the end of the day, I think you want something tangible. I mean, my problem with the other plan is the end of 30 years, we didn't own anything. I mean, we're paying for these prisons, but yet, end of the day, 30 years is up. What do we have? We don't actually own any of the facilities. And so I think it's important to have a plan. And one thing that didn't address also is there was no money in there for existing facilities to upgrade them, to bring them up. I mean, you know, you go into these prisons, like Holman's a good example. I mean, you know, they've had to close down wings and entire buildings because the roof's collapsed. And in those sorts of conditions, you just can't. You can't sustain that and not put money towards that to at least upgrade those and repair some and add on. And I think it's better to add on existing facilities. One, you've got a workforce too in that area that is used to working those types of jobs, and it's important. Those are big employers for those areas. So I like to see them on existing facilities, on state property.
And it's just joining us, talking to Representative Chip Brown, District 105, about possible special sessions this summer, and this one on prisons. You know, it's interesting to hear you say that. Because I've been talking about this so long on this show, I've heard, like you say, hey, why don't we? Because I've asked that same question. Why didn't we remodel and rework? And the only one I'm familiar with ever having driven around there is Holman. But, you know, why don't we do that? And I had some people told me what you're saying, that, hey, you could do this, that, or the other. And then I've had other people with the state tell me it's unworkable. You know, it's like you have to start over again. There's not even anything to salvage there. And I'm confused because I hear different things from different folks with the state. I'd love to know give me the brass tacks. What is it? What's the real thing? You know, that can we fix up? Can we remodel one while building another one? What's real? What's the best way to do this?
I think you, I think it's probably a combination of both, Sean. I think you're going to have, you know, you see that downtown in Mobile, and you ride downtown, and there's buildings that have just gone too long. I mean, they haven't had, the roof hasn't been repaired in 40 years, and it's just not repairable. It's just a shell of a building, and then next to it is a building that's, you know, might be boarded up, but yet it's still weatherproof and maintained. And I think it's a combination. I think you'll find that some of the facilities it may be more expensive to repair them and bring them back up to code than it would be to just build a new facility. So I think you're going to find a combination of both. I mean, I think, you know, we've neglected a lot of issues before I joined the legislature that on the roofs and those sorts of things that should have been taken care of years ago, 20, 30 years ago, but they weren't. And so I think it's a combination. But I think where we can salvage buildings, we need to salvage them. And I think we need to be able to provide those funds to keep them maintained. And that's one of the things that I had a problem with the original plan that was put forward, because there was no money in there to repair those facilities moving forward. And, I mean, you're going to be in a worse situation if you don't. So I think you're going to find a combination of both. I mean, I think it's important where we can salvage facilities to do it. It saves money, and it's already an existing facility. So,
right. Just a couple minutes left, or a minute and a half or so before we wrap. But you talk about paying for things. We talk about the bond issue. You can't expect me not to ask you, hey, $4-point-something billion come to the state, and I understand only, you know, a little over half of it is in the province of Goat Hill, but any of that could be used for prisons? I mean, could you, because it's for, you know, it's not specifically for COVID relief this time.
Well, I do know that, you know, we're looking at all avenues. I mean, I'm not on that task force that is looking at that. But I do know that as stewards of the people's money, you know, whenever opportunities we can find to, you know, like that COVID money, I mean, if we could use that, then I'm sure we'll look at that. I think it's important to look at other avenues, get creative, and look where we can to find the money that we're going to need. Cause we have to do something. I mean, that day is here.
Yeah, it may not, but I mean, the idea that it could be multiple sources, is that something that would be discussed? Not saying that, you know, it's all coming from that, or it's all come from, but you have like seed money from this, and then you bond out the build on for this amount.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, one thing that I think Alabama is fortunate in that Steve Klaus, who's the budget chairman, he's just a good guy, and he's a financial guy, and he, from a fiscal standpoint, I mean, Alabama, our budgets are rated in the top five in the country as far as fiscal soundness and responsibility. So I do know that we're looking at all those avenues. We're looking at whatever's going to be the best option long-term for the state. I know that's what's being discussed.
As always, I appreciate our conversations and look forward to getting you back on the show soon. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
We'll do. District 105 Representative Chip Brown joining us. He is running again, running for re-election, so noted. And we'll talk to him more through this summer. Yeah, you thought, hey, we're just not going to do anything until regular session. No. Got many special and not so special sessions coming our way. All right, be right back.